This episode of PHP and BBB Weekly is sponsored by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, go to audible.com/talkshoe. Hello and welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 26. It is Saturday, August 4th, 2007. We are here again, live on TalkShoe, to talk about our favorite topic in the whole world, PHP BB, the forum software. And we got a great show for you today. I'm one of your co-hosts, Douglas Bell, Webmax 37, Fountain of Apples.
I'm Highway of Life, David Lewis.
Well, David Lewis is your real name.
David Lewis, nice. Highway of Life.
Yes.
On every form.
We'll get it right one of these days.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Oh boy, do we. Yes.
Joining from the PHPBB team, support team leader, Techie Michael.
Hello.
No, actually, it's not the first time I've gotten to talk a bit with Michael, because I have to do another show, a general technology show called PreviewCast, and Michael joined us about a year ago, actually, to talk about aboutus.org. That was one of our more interesting episodes.
See, Paul made it in.
Uh-huh. So, as always, I just need to mention, before we get into it, this show is not directly affiliated with the PHPBB teams. This is a podcast that's recorded independently of the teams and all that. If you'd like to join us today, Michael is going to be – we're going to have a very interesting discussion with Michael, and eventually we'll get to answer questions from the live audience. So please, if you're listening through the live stream on the website and you're not in the chat room, please join us in the chat room, and you can also call in. 724-444-7444 is the number. Talkcast ID is 12418. And if you want to be able to we're going to sort of form like a queue. If you want to have a chance to like ask a question of us or of Michael when we're done with our initial conversation, once you're called in, there's a button in TalkShoe Live that says next in queue, and that'll add you to a queue so that we can go through and answer questions for people. You can also type your questions in the chat room. So David and Michael have actually been preparing some things to talk about. They wanted to talk a bit about PHP BB3 security features. So I'm going to ask David to take it away.
All right. Well, as you know, PHP BB3 is a completely brand new framework developed from the ground up. It was developed using a lot of new security. Security was really held in mind when they were developing PHP BB3, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that has been implemented in PHP BB3 and a couple things that have been implemented in PHP BB2 that maybe some people don't know about.
So PHP BB2 kind of does have a bad rap after it's a couple years ago. It had a couple of exploits come out, and so it's kind of gotten a bad reputation for that.
Yeah, and so I think PHP BB3, it definitely addresses a lot of those issues. And so some people who are thinking, oh, you know, is PHP BB3 any safer than PHP BB2 is? Well, we're going to sort of address some of those questions today. So if you have any questions that are related to that, feel free to ask those, and we will talk about those as well. Okay. First thing I want to get to, Michael has he's got a list of things he wants to talk about. Michael, go ahead.
All right. Before I start, I want to warn that technical content is ahead.
Okay.
All right. So before we get started on these security issues, I want to introduce what we're talking about first. Excuse me. Got a little allergy problem here.
So do I.
Yeah. We're going to talk about different things like XSS and SQL injection and so on. We want to introduce what those mean before we start actually talking about them. So I guess the first item on the list is something called CSRF, which is cross-site request forgery. It's often used in conjunction with XSS, but what you need to know about CSRF is that it can perform actions on behalf of somebody else. For example, a real-world example, and one that unfortunately currently works, is if you go to a website and you are logged into Amazon.com, that website can place orders for you without your knowledge. So that's basically what CSRF is. It acts on behalf of you without your knowledge. And you can do a lot of really nasty things. For example, withdraw from bank accounts or whatever. So that's definitely not something you want to have happen in your application. And, of course, PHP does its best to protect against that. Another thing is, as I mentioned, XSS, which is cross-site scripting. And for what you need to know is the injection of scripting code in a client. The book I have said that it is for cookie stealing. Well, that's not quite the extent of
it's not
XSS.
Like, it's not like stealing from your local bakery, I assume.
No.
So what he means by that is cookie stealing. What the book said is basically that it going into the client's computer and then grabbing the cookie information and sending it back to the hacker, which cross-site scripting does that, and it does a lot of other things as well. That's not the only thing that it does. Michael will explain that a little bit.
Yeah. Probably the mainstay about XSS is cookie stealing. There are a few vulnerabilities, unfortunately, in PHP 2 that allowed people to steal the cookies. But XSS does other things as well. One of the things you can is if you are able to inject the code, you can have the client download executables, which be worms, viruses, spyware, whatever. That's an often overlooked possibility with XSS. There's other things you can do as well, but for, I guess, what we were talking about, it can do cookie stealing, it can do form harvesting, that's your username and password along with other details in the form. It can also cause downloads to happen without your knowledge. So anything else to add to that highway of life?
No, and actually, just one question on that that I was asked by another mod team member, and that was, if you took a cookie and you just randomized the session ID, would you be able to basically gain the session ID of a user or of an administrator and then gain access to the administration control panel? How does PHP v3 address that, and how is that, if that is possible, if is that possible, and if not, how is that, how does PHP v3 prevent that?
Okay, that's not possible, because what PHP does is it tracks sessions based on a couple of things. It tracks session based on your IP address. It tracks session based on your browser info, mainly your user agent. And if any of those change, and then PHP v3 will say, oops, I don't recognize this user, let me try to log them in. And so PHP v3 does its best to track the sessions and session changes so that you can't steal sessions. In PHP 2.0.2, was it? Maybe a little later, 3, 4, something like that. You were able to hijack sessions, and then the session checking was implemented.
So essentially it's like that sometimes in URLs you see this, the SID thing that stands for session ID, and someone could like put a different string in there to represent an administrator's session, something like that. Or my little
they could.
The administration control panel does require an additional login to verify the administration session.
Right.
Ever since 2.0.15, yeah.
Yes. And actually, one of the things I did want to point out, the PHP v3 has a security settings panel in the administration control panel, which you can go to and see some of the things that we're talking about, where it talks about session IP validation, validate browser, validating the X44 header, and also all those different things it validates against on the session. And you can adjust those settings for however you want. And, it gives some clues as to what is a more secure setting versus what's more vulnerable. So, but that has complete control for the administrator as well.
Yeah. And the other introduction is something called RFI, or Remote File Includes. And that's something that people have most likely seen. And basically, it is what it says. It allows remote files to be included and executed in the contents of the of the user running the script. So, for example, if I were running, say, a blog, and the blog was vulnerable to RFI, I could call the page that was vulnerable and call it so that it would include a script off of a malicious website, and that script will run and allow me to gain the shell, for example, or allow me to inject other code to cause a download, do a bunch of malicious things like that.
A lot of the ones that I've seen, because I like to browse the session table and start to guide a lot, and I see a lot of attempted remote file inclusion using the phpbb underscore root underscore path variable.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, phpbb3 has it overrides register globals, but it also, that is another reason why it's so important to have register globals turned off on your website, is that it does help prevent the remote file inclusion.
Yes. And, of course, lastly, I'm sure everybody's familiar with this, is SQL injection.
I was about to ask about that, yeah.
Have you been reading my notes?
No, but I was just thinking, you know, SQL injection, at least from a mod author's point of view, that's definitely a very important thing. And I'm sure how about you talk a bit about what SQL injection is?
First of all, I would say that it is probably one of the most... it's probably one of the most vulnerable things that a mod author can program into their script. So that's one of the very, very first things that we look for when we validate mods. And Michael will talk a little bit about how a SQL injection works. Go ahead, Mike.
probably the most basic is injecting some SQL code, and you can do selects, you can do updates, you can do drops, deletes. And depending on the application and the complexity of what you want to be able to do, you can list user tables, you can list passwords, you can insert a fake user with administrative privileges, anything to deal with a database backend. Mm-hmm. If the application is vulnerable, you can inject it.
And a lot of times when we see mods come through, they're using like a get or post variable that is not what we call sanitized, and they're inserting that variable directly into like a SQL query or a SQL update or insert or something like that. Anytime you have a get or post variable that is not sanitized going straight into a database query, that is vulnerable to a SQL injection attack. And that's why the mod authors, there is a function that's built into PHPv3 called request underscore var. And that function enables you to clean a variable coming off of a form, either a get or post or even a cookie form, and before putting it into a database. And you would always clean variables using that particular function, except for when you're using switches. So you might use like submit, and then you would check an isset submit, and then do bool true or false on that stuff.
So whereas in PHPBB2, you're using HTTP post vars and all that stuff all the time, but when you go to PHPBB3, you're not using the super globals. They want you to use most of the time a request var function.
Right. PHPBB3 does not use the long arrays anymore. We don't use HTTP underscore whatever. We are using get, post, and request, and cookie, but those, again, those are all used within the request underscore var function. And a modder should always use those functions to clean a variable. And the second parameter, the second argument of that particular function is the set var type. What that does is basically, if you're expecting a string coming from a variable, you can set it as a string. If you're expecting an integer coming from a variable, you can set it as an integer or an array or whatever it is. You can even do multidimensional arrays using that particular function. So it's very versatile. It'll handle all of the request needs that you have, and so you should, that's one of the biggest things that you should pay attention to when modding for PHPv3.
Now, Paul999 is in the chat room. He brought up the issue of hosts that have the PHP directive register globals turned on. And at one point, back when PHP BB3 was still in CVS, there was one point where PHP BB3 wouldn't even install unless register globals was turned off. Eventually, the development team reverted that decision. They still recommend that to be turned off. How does PHP BB3 sort of address whether or not register globals is on or off? And maybe you could explain a bit about what register globals does, just for those who aren't familiar with it.
All right, I guess I'll take that one.
Okay.
Basically, what register globals is it is a setting for variables that give it a global scope. And by scope, I mean that it is available to the entire application. In the past, it was PHP 4, I can't remember exactly which one it was. It was in the 4 branch, but one of it was found that you could override variables by calling them in a URL. And you can override them to do RFI, you can override them to set values that you want them set to break the application or even do security-related.
That's sort of where the practice of initializing variables in PHP has really started to go underway.
Right. You always need to make sure that your variables are initialized, which we're going to talk more about that in a little bit, and how mod authors need to make sure that's set.
Right. Okay. Paul Favors asked, what do you mean with overwrite variables?
4.2.
Yeah, here's sort of how it works. So if you have like a form, which in a web page, when you hit submit, it passes all those things you entered in the form to PHP variables. What most scripts are doing nowadays is they're actually using these super globals like underscore post, underscore get to receive these variables. But when register globals is on, it actually creates regular variables instead of using the super globals to create that, which means it can potentially change variables in the script to be something that's potentially malicious.
And let me give an example on that. The phpbb underscore root underscore path. If that was going directly into an include function, a PHP include function, and that phpbb root underscore path was not, that variable was not set. If you set it in the header or in the get request of the header, then that could pass the variable onto the script with register globals on, and you could include a file through that unset variable.
Yeah.
So that's basically how the remote file inclusion works. And phpbb3 does let, when you install it, it lets you know if register globals is turned off or turned on. Again, the sessions of phpbb3 do override the register global so that it's not going to be vulnerable to those attacks, but it still lets you know.
And in PHP 6, register globals will be off entirely.
Register globals is just not included in
that's
PHP 6,
yeah.
As far as I know. So it's not even an option because, for example, PHP 5, it's off by default, but you can still turn it on if you want to. A lot of scripts are running with register globals on, and a lot of the reason that a lot of hosts won't turn it off is because it will break a lot of the scripts that were built with PHP or with a register globals on. And
I still need to go to pester my host because they've got register globals on for PHP. It's like PHP, it's the latest version of PHP 4.4 or something. I need to go pester them about that.
And a lot of people don't realize that, well, first of all, PHP 4 will be, the support for PHP 4 will be discontinued at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And they just announced that. So between now and the end of the year, people should really start to look at PHP 5, learning the new functions with that and programming the new PHP 5 and understanding that, getting their scripts turned around, because hosts are going to need to start upgrading their PHP 4 to PHP 5.
There's an interesting debate behind that, but we're not going to talk about that today. I'm afraid we don't have time.
No, that's a whole new, that's a whole other discussion.
That's a whole other show. Maybe that'll be next week. I don't know. But then, so Now, I think the audience understands what Register Globals is. How does PHPBB sort of protect against that? And particularly, why did the development team decide to no longer make it a requirement for installation to have Register Globals off?
Michael, do you want to answer that one?
All right. Basically, what PHPBB, well, 2 and 3 actually do this. What they try to do is unset the globals so that you can't set them by accident. Well, it tries its best and probably won't work. But, of course, you know, with everything, there's a bug in PHP. There's, you know, there's things that could happen. Yeah. So I'm going to say tries its best to.
And one of the things that PHPBB 3 really concentrates on is making sure that all variables are set.
Yeah.
Before being
pushed
to the page. So the only variables that come through are from post and get, and those are all sanitized, and then everything else is already set, so you can't override anything. And
right.
The core of PHPBB 3 is set that way, and it has a... This is another one of the things, the little features in PHPBB 3 that a lot of mod authors should pay attention to, is there's a debug code in the config. It's commented out on the RCs by default. It's on the CVSs, but you should go in, if you're a mod author, go in and uncomment that out. That enables an extra debug settings. And what that will do is if you have any unset variables and you're using the page underscore header function in your script, then it will print out any unset variables that you have or any unset indexes or unknown indexes or anything like that. Anything that will call up a strict error, that will pull up as well. So mod authors, turn that on when you're modding. That will that's one of the first things that we check for when we validate mods, but it's also a good idea to do that when you're developing as well.
Definitely. All right, any
questions on that?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about how the... Michael, I saw in your notes HTML is gone. What did you mean by that?
Okay, in PHPBB 3, the ability to enable HTML in the admin panel is gone completely.
And what do you mean
PHPBB 2?
HTML in your post?
Correct. In PHPBB 2, you could enable HTML so that you could say, I want to enable the table tag, for example. And then you can turn on that, and then you can insert table tags and so on. So you can format your posts and tables. Unfortunately, some browsers, I won't name which one, will not obey that.
I could place a bid. 20 guesses.
Yes.
I think everybody here knows which one it is.
But it wouldn't follow that, and then sometimes it would allow people to inject code and allow that to run. XSS was a biggie. So in PHPBB 3, that ability was turned off completely. You can't even enable that option.
Yeah. So a lot of people are complaining, well, why isn't HTML in there? I want a mod that will do HTML. Well, guess what? There is a new feature in PHPBB 3 that enables you to use sort of that functionality without being as vulnerable as PHPBB 2 was using that HTML, and that is the custom BB code. Mm-hmm. There is a administration control panel module that specifically deals with the custom BB codes that you can enter in. You can specify any kind of custom BB code you want and then and use those on your boards instead. And this is it's a much, much better option, much safer option for board admins to use that than HTML. So, yes, that was one of the major discussed things about PHPBB 3 was, you know, why didn't they include the HTML? It is for security reasons. One of the big things, we want to make PHPBB 3 a lot more secure.
And that, of course, means there's not going to be any more BB code mods coming for PHPBB 3.
Right, because it's all, well, you might have expanded, you know, some expandability for using different kinds of BB codes, but as far as using all the custom BB codes,
You know, might be a good idea.
Be able to create those themselves.
Might be a good idea. Maybe you guys should create like a section of like the knowledge base where you can have people just recommend cool BB codes and instructions for setting them up instead of, because it's not necessarily take a mod anymore to do them. But you could have like a section where people contribute BB codes that you might want to set up on your board.
That might be better in like a snippets database or something.
Yeah.
Or like some people have like, you know, these little tiny code changes that they want to put in a mod. Well, that might be too small to be a mod. So, but it's still useful for the user to know. So we will submit those to the knowledge base instead. And that's something some mod authors do. Well, how big does a mod need to be before it's really considered a mod? Well, that's kind of hard to say just as a global. You know, you can't really say, well, this certain size is going to be big enough. You know, the mod team will determine that when the mod is submitted. That's going a little bit off topic, so I won't discuss that any further. We'll answer that question, those questions in another time, because that's a whole other discussion. But
is anybody anyway. Taking notes? We got a to-do list forming here.
Yeah. Now, we'll remember that. Now, I want to get into that, Douglas, because that's a really good discussion.
Cool. Yeah, take notes. Send them to me. We'll plan episodes.
I will. Yes. I'll listen to the show again, and I'll take notes off the discussion.
Cool.
Okay, Michael, was that pretty much about HTML?
I think so, unless there's any questions.
Okay. All right. Serving avatars and attachments through download.php. Why do we do that?
Okay. A while back, it was reported to us there was a vulnerability that allowed avatars to execute code. Actually, any image for that matter.
Which isn't always a bad thing. There's been some examples. Like I remember one time, Eric Ferber, the mod team leader, put up an example on his blog where he uses a PHP script to automatically change his avatar for certain months of the year.
Right.
But there are some cases where you don't want that to happen, obviously.
Well, in this case, the avatars or signatures, but we're looking at avatars in this example, could allow code to be executed. And by code, I'm talking about JavaScript. This browser would allow the code to execute, and it would be a perfectly valid image as far as the rest of the world is concerned. If you looked it up, it would say it was a JPEG. It would say it was a PNG. It would say it was a GIF. But the code was still in there, and the browser executed. So that was not a good thing. So in this case, PHP 3 decided to take the steps to try and prevent that. In this case, we're going to serve the downloads through download.php. This will check and make sure that the file doesn't contain the code as best as it can, and then it'll serve them through it.
Yes. Because you don't want those little elephants and dancing cows and all that doing bad stuff to your server. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's another security precaution that PHP 3 has taken that enhances its security. And it passes attachments through the same download script as well.
Yeah.
And one of the nice things about that is it does keep the original file name of the attachment hidden. So if you want to, there's a lot of benefits to doing that besides security, but security is really the main reason for passing everything through that particular download script.
Pointism has a good question. He asks, does this doing the download.php thing have an overhead on the HTTP server?
Michael, you want to answer that one?
Well, I just saw that question appear. I guess there's some lag. it can, because that file is called on every single avatar and download and so on. But I think the benefits will far outweigh the cons.
Yeah, and
in this case.
One thing to remember about PHP. It is one of the fastest languages that's used for on the internet. People don't realize just how fast it is. It is one of the fastest scripting languages that are that's available. Period. So, you know, even if you have a lot being served at one time, if you have thousands are being served at one time, PHP can easily handle that because it's meant to. It's built that way. But of course, if you have a really large board, people are going to end up having a better, more powerful server. You know, a larger board is going to have like a VPS or a dedicated server, or like phpbb.com, they have their own server, which is large enough to handle thousands per second. So, you know, and it does not strain the load very hard at all. It's only very, very slightly, it just almost unmeasurable slightly more time to deliver a script rather than an image itself. So, yeah, that's not really a concern at all.
I want to let you guys know, I want to give you guys 15 more minutes to talk about your security things, because there's some other things we've got to get to as well. So.
Okay. SSL, a feature that's in PHP 3. I didn't know it was in PHP 2. Michael did inform me that it was in there. Michael, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
That little lock you see up in your web browser when you're on a secure website, you know.
Right. Of course, everybody knows that SSL is Secure Sockets Layer. What it does is encrypts the communication between the client and the browser. And PHP 2 and 3 have the option to enable that if the user so chooses. Of course, they have to have an SSL certificate and have the web hosts enable it and so on. But if you turn on the option to do that, it will turn on the cookies, which you need for SSL.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. I prefer oatmeal myself, but hey.
Oh, I make award-winning chocolate chip cookies. All right. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay. What you can do is you turn that on your board, and then once you enable that, and you make sure that you call the URL for SSL, and then everything will be passed through that SSL so that the communication is encrypted. Sometimes people like to do it for private boards so that logins are encrypted to and from the client. Sometimes people just have boards that they just don't want the content to be able to be sniffed, which is what SSL is for. So you can just enable that option and off you go.
And one of the things that I thought about that it might be useful for individual site owners would be if you are custom building your own site. Maybe you're building your own e-commerce site, and you want to integrate the form with the e-commerce site. That would be very useful in that case, because you can have PHPBB3 handle all your sessions, because it deals with all SSL. It'll handle all your logins. So then you just build basically around PHPBB3 framework, and so that could be very beneficial for a lot of cases like that. And I imagine once enterprises start picking up PHPBB3, which I think they will because it supports the Oracle database, I think we'll start to see the SSL option used a lot more. But a lot of people don't realize that it's there, but it is there, and it is a nice feature for if you want to really secure a board for whatever reason.
Very interesting. I live actually just a couple of miles north of the Oracle headquarters down here in Silicon Valley area, California. So it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of what you talked about, I'm just curious, a lot of what you guys have talked about does involve cookies. What about for some of those people out there who actually have cookies turned off in their browser? How does like PHPBB3 downgrade to that?
Okay. What PHPBB3 does, and for that matter, it will fall back to the sessions so that it will keep the user logged in and can still surf the site. And that fallback is important to keep the user logged in. And that way sessions can be used for the tracking and so on that PHP 3 and 2 normally do. And I just lost my train of thought there.
Yeah. Oh, dear. His train of thought has derailed.
Yeah. Some of you may be asking, well, how are these sessions handled? Well, the sessions are handled in the database. They do expire after a short period of time, but... Not while you're logged in, obviously, but if you go idle for a certain period of time, those sessions do expire. But the sessions keep track of all your track topics, so it'll keep track of your read and unread topics. It'll keep you logged in. Of course, all that keeps in the session table. The session ID is passed on to the URL request. So that's basically how it keeps you logged in. That's why you may notice if you try and open a new window with the URL, you might be logged out if you have cookies turned off. That's because the session ID is not passed on to that new window. So that's one of the things that it does bypass. That's how it bypasses the no cookie problem. It does make it a little bit more difficult for some users if they have the cookie turned off. So it does make browsing a lot easier if you do have cookies turned on. But that way it just keeps it more secure too.
What I like to recommend is a lot of browsers now have an option to accept cookies from the originating site only, so that if it will accept cookies from the main site, but if you have any external site that's trying to set cookies, it'll reject those. So that's typically a good idea. Most people probably would not recommend turning cookies completely off.
And some people are like, well, I'm having some login problems. People aren't able to automatically log into my board, or they're not staying logged in. You know, what's the problem? Well, that's usually your cookie settings, your cookie or server settings in the administration control panel. So you can log in, go to the administration control panel, check those settings to your host, and usually those are incorrect whenever you have login problems.
Typey.
Yeah, I'm typing an answer in the chat.
Yeah.
I just lost what I was going to say.
Don't just type it in the chat. You can answer on here. You can read it on here and answer on here. Yes. Okay. All right. You don't want to go there. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I know one of these. Eventually, Michael, you said you had a question you just wanted to try to stump me with, and I'm sure you're right.
All right. Before we go there, there's one last option on my list that I want to cover.
Good. The suspense is killing me.
All right. Okay, there is the HTTP-only cookie setting in PHP v3. I'm not sure if anybody here is familiar with HTTP-only. Have you looked at it much, Highway of Life?
I don't think I have. Explain a little bit more, and let me see if I have.
Okay. What HTTP-only does is it tells the script setting the cookie. In this case, it'll be PHP. It can be Perl, Python, Ruby, whatever. But in this case, it'll tell PHP, setting the cookie, that it does not want to allow JavaScript to read that cookie. This is, of course, another thing that PHP 3 does to prevent XSS and cookie stealing. Firefox just recently implemented that in 2.0.0.6, I think it was. Either 5 or 6. So that this way, if someone does manage to inject XSS into PHP v3 to steal the cookies, it will have a much harder time to get a hold of that cookie and get a hold of your user credentials. So it's just another layer. Of course, I can go into layer security and reducing the attack surface area and that kind of thing, but it's just one of the things that PHP 3 does to try to reduce the effects of XSS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I had not looked at that portion of the system at all. That's actually good to know.
There's a lot of hidden stuff in PHP 3 for the real advanced users that you can look at.
Yeah, and that actually addresses one of the questions that a mod author had asked me before. It says, oh, it's unsecure because of this JavaScript being able to read cookies. Well, that really answers that question. Is the HTTP only cookie setting is going to eliminate that problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
All right.
Any questions on that?
I think about 70 to 80% of the audience, including myself, doesn't have very much idea of what you just said. So.
Well, the show is recorded for, so you can go back, read it, listen to it again, type your questions into Google and find those answers, especially questions about XSS, remote script inclusion, all these issues you can definitely read up on. And PHP, for mod authors, PHP security is a big issue. That's always something that you should be familiar with. If you have not already, go ahead and check out the sessions, some of the functions that are in the sessions file. That will give you some of the idea of the security implementation that PHPBB3 utilizes.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one to look for. Okay, so is that about it for security?
Do you say
I
so?
Think so.
Okay. Now we have we have a bunch of points regarding the programming aspect of PHPBB3. But Michael, did you want to go ahead and ask your question to Douglas first, or did you want to get to the?
I was going
to
ask. Also, eventually, I'm probably going to stop you from doing that because we're going to. I also want to offer the people in the audience a chance to be able to ask more general questions to you guys, especially now that we have Michael here. I had a couple of miscellaneous questions to ask me about, too. So, we'll see how it goes. But Michael's been saying all week, oh, I got this question I'm going to ask Douglas, and it's going to stump him. And I just told him, ask me anything about PHPBB3, it'll stump me right there.
All right. So, Doug.
Yes.
Question.
Oh, dear. I got my
Ethernet
button.
Douglas, you can't just be stumped. You can't just give up. You do have to try your best to answer it, okay?
I'll try.
Oh, all right, Doug, what do you want to give me for my birthday?
That's the question?
That's the question. You haven't answered yet.
Okay, well, do you already have a birdie? All right, first question. When's your birthday, first of all? I don't know that.
A week from Sunday.
Oh, is that close? Wow, that's close. Well, see, do you already have a birdie? Do you need another birdie? I've got my old birdie. It's been sitting around here. Birdie bear, you know.
I have a couple of birdies myself.
Oh, you have a couple. I'm pretty sure you have a collection. I've got the new Conquering Olympus birdie. He just sits there. He's lying down right now.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I was fully expecting Douglas to answer that he would give him some deep-fried pickle hearts.
Yeah, well, probably it's a perishable item, so I sort of have to get extra insurance for that.
You just have to overnight it.
Yeah, maybe. You didn't tell me I had to send you something here for your birthday to get you to come on the show.
Well, that's the whole point.
I told you I
wanted
to ask a question.
For the whole mod community, we do wish Michael a happy birthday.
Yeah, from the whole PHPBB community in general.
I actually am
a little bit in debt. I don't exactly have money to ship you anything for your birthday.
Well, you know what, Douglas? We'll get everybody to download this talk to you. Then that'll get you enough money to ship something to
here,
him.
How about, well, maybe what we should do is we should ask all the people who are listening right now to call in. And at the end of the show, I'll unmute everybody, and we'll all try to sing at the same time, happy birthday to Michael.
That would be horrible.
Oh,
okay.
We could do that. We could do that. Oh, dear. Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to ask me some real technical question about something and try to get me to answer that.
That was easy.
Yeah. I typically only use that for my other podcast. I just don't do that in here.
I told you I was going to stump you.
That didn't exactly stump me. It just sort of surprised me. Here, I have a broken cell phone I could send you.
Yeah.
Wish I could broke his cell phone.
Yeah, that's a real happy birthday.
I was going to ask, with Michael here, to sort of speak on behalf of the teams, you guys just won, and this is a story we've been following on the show pretty closely, you guys just won the SourceForge Community Choice Award for Best Project for Communications. So, speaking for the teams, how does it feel to win this award?
To put it simply, we're ecstatic. We're very happy that the community decided to vote for that.
Uh-huh.
And obviously they feel that we're doing something right. And so, you know.
So yeah,
you beat out the other projects.
What happened to all those people who kept on pointing at PHPBB for their security and for being so slow?
Well, I think for one thing, PHPBB 3 being so close to release and already in RC did help quite a bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people getting to see the new system for themselves and being able to really experience that does make a huge impact. And the quality of PHPBB 3 is just unsurpassed. And so, it definitely, in my mind, definitely deserved award, but I'm biased too, so.
Yeah. Oh, we're all biased.
But you know what, and one of the things is that we said is that it does help to be the one software out there that's building communities, creating communities.
Yeah, that's the mission.
We do have a rather large community, and that has helped quite a bit. But definitely the community support for PHPBB has been great. And so we really will thank all of the whole community of PHPBB for voting for us on this award.
But this is actually interesting. Because the only other bulletin board software that was nominated for this award was yet another bulletin board. But a lot of all the other things that was up for the competition were completely unrelated things. Heck, PHPBB 3 even beat out Game or Pigeon, as the new name is.
Right. Remember, it's not a bulletin board award. It's
communications.
A communications award.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the category is much broader. So that's really great.
Yeah, it really says a lot for PHPBB. It says somewhere that I believe for PHPBB, because SourceForge did something special for each of the award winners, and I think, PHPBB for the award, a $1,000 donation was made in PHPBB's names for Marie Curie Cancer Care Charity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sending PHPBB thingamagoop.
You have to say that again. You cut off. You have to say that again.
It's a thingamagoop.
Oh, yes. Birdie's going to have a lot of fun with that thingamagoop.
Yeah. I just like the name. I don't even know what it does, but I just like the name. Thingamagoop.
It comes from a group called Bleep Labs. You can go at bleeplabs.com, and essentially it's this like little square thing with a robot, and it's got a little weird like antenna coming out of it, and it makes like different noises called bleep tones and things like that.
And for those of you who want to see what a thingamagoop looks like, go to the announcements on phpbb.com. Mike Acidburn posted an announcement that has links to the video and the blog, to the videos, and so they show on the videos what the thingamagoop looks like.
You can also go to bleeplabs.com, which is on there. You can see that. So, and I would assume that perhaps PHPBB should also get like some kind of official image to put on like the website that says that they won or something like that. Or, you know, look at something from like that to.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the plans are on that. I think we're going to put up an awards page or something to show that. But I don't know. I'm not on the web team, so.
Yeah.
They'll have that all figured out. And, you know, keep watching. You might see something.
Yeah. Well, Mike says, like, hopefully our trophy won't get lost in spam filtering on its way to us. So that's what I assume it has referring to there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the trophy is, but I know that we're supposed to get one.
Yeah, I think they had it on the video, what the trophy looks like, and it's got.
Okay.
Oh, it's a real physical
name
one.
On it, and it says, you know, congratulations to PHPBB, or yeah, it's a real trophy. It's not a. They are sending it. I'm pretty sure because I think when I looked on the video, I'm pretty sure that's what that was that I was looking at was one of the trophies.
Since PHPBB is now so global, and you guys now no longer have one person or two people as the co-project managers, instead you're doing it with all the teams, how are you guys going to be able to determine who gets the trophy and who gets the thingamagoop? Or are you going to, like, pass it around to all the team members? Like, you get it a month, Eric gets it a month, and all that stuff.
Well, team leaders are effectively the project manager.
Yeah.
I think
it's like
we're going to do
a council, isn't it?
Yeah. And like a board of directors or something like that. But
yeah.
But I think what we're going to do is going to send it probably to Meek or Acidburn, and then he's going to take pictures and, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm not quite sure what's all been decided on that yet.
Yeah.
We're still working out those kind of details.
I figured it was going to either be Mike or Dominic.
Probably one of those two.
Worst case scenario, you get like a chainsaw or something, and you just cut the trophy and the thingamagoop up into various pieces, and you just mail everyone a piece of all that. But that would kind of defeat the purpose.
We don't like that option.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get on to the programming part of PHPV that we were discussing a little bit before. I know we have touched a little bit on a couple of these issues, but there's some new ones. Some abstractions you were talking about, Michael, before. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. Basically, of course, I'm talking to a group of modders, so I'm sure this isn't new. But what basically is meant by abstraction is that you try to cut everything down to smaller pieces to handle. For example, there is a function to handle logins. There's a function to do the confirm box. There's a function to do different things. And there's classes and different bits that you can use rather than taking apart just lines of code. You can use a simple function with its arguments, and then you can call it to log in or whatever you want. So that's basically what I mean by abstraction.
So it just has a lot more built-in functions that site owners and modders can use in their scripts, and that's always encouraged. Mm-hmm. Use the built-in functions whenever possible. Don't recreate the wheel. It's already there for you to use, so use that whenever possible. And of course,
right.
You use that for all the user data, the user language, all that stuff is used on those stuff. The login functions, the confirm boxes, those are when you perform an action and it confirms that you want to do that action. That's what that's for, and the function for that is confirm_box, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, look into those functions. And of course, we've got a lot of documentation on those functions on the phpbb.com website, so you can always read up on those there. Modding for PHPV3, read up on those. Coding guidelines, that's the most important one. I always tell the modders that I'm tutoring, I always tell them, read that 3 to 7 times at least. 7 times you'll remember it, and you'll be able to code it like the back of your hand. That is the most important thing that you can read right there, is the coding guidelines. So
yeah, I've got it like 3 or 4 times now for myself.
Good for you. A couple more times there.
Problem is, okay, PHPV2 is a bit different than its coding guidelines. So.
Yeah.
As of RC4, there is a new feature that the development team has put into PHPV3, and that is setting PHPV_root_path variable through a define now. Michael, do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay. I guess that's pretty self-explanatory, but what it does is that you can instead use a definition or a define function in PHP to set the value of the PHP root path, and that's meant to make integration a little easier. If you're going to integrate different products, like people in the past have integrated Joomla and WordPress and so on into PHPB, so that's meant to make things a little easier to integrate, so they don't have to change code as much on either side.
So yeah, and that's a brand new feature. I haven't looked into that a lot, but that's definitely something useful to use. One of the questions that came up in the chat room, or one of the issues that came up, always use meal when submitting a mod.
Yeah.
The pre-validator for that we encourage all mod authors to submit their mods through to, because it gives a report on their mod, gives them some, this is wrong, whatever.
We had a big argument over this in the #PHPBB mod chat room yesterday.
the mod pre-validator, like Douglas said, Meal doesn't like me. Well, actually, because I have a Mac. Well, it actually works, Douglas.
I know, on
a daily basis.
Yeah, there's something especially I have to do, because I don't remember how, but, back when I was on the mod team, we had like a pre-release version of Emil, and there was some way of getting it to work with Mac. I just don't remember anymore how to do that.
All you have to do is install mono and then type mono into the command line and drag the script in or type the script in there and then type in the or drag the package that you're trying to pre-validate, drag it in there and it works. If you read the instructions are perfect because I read those and I tried it out. It's great. It actually does work well. And
I think it needs, I think because a lot of people are, especially on the Mac side, get a little scared of the command line. I think it would be great if there was like a developer out there that could make like a GUI for Meal and have like a graphical interface for validating mods.
Oh, come on. Terminal's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it could be, but you know, it's possible to make it a little nicer, you know, for...
Well, yeah, I think David Smith might be working on something like that through Java or something like that, but... You know, Terminal is one of the nicest things that comes with the Unix platform, and it's got all the terminal commands in there, so, and it's really easy to use, so, use it.
Oh, I had all these Mac users in here saying, we like the terminal, and all that. You know, I have a friend that does developing for, like, Xcode, through Xcode. I should maybe ask him sometime, but he's not really into PHP BB, so I don't know.
All right, well, moving along, okay.
Oh, boy, I've gotten Michael people in the chat room mad at me now.
The shell is great, too, on Linux, so I have no problems with Linux.
Yeah, if you want to shell out your sanity, go ahead.
No, it's the Microsoft command line that drives me nuts, but hey.
The truth comes out.
Scripting for the Microsoft shell is annoying, but we won't go there.
It is. The Linux, Unix command lines are both great. Okay, so we've gone through some of those. The next issue is setting the custom template path. I know you mentioned in there. I think I know which thing you're talking about. Go ahead and elaborate on that, Michael.
Yeah, PHP 3 allows, I think the function is actually called set custom template path. I had to look that up. But what it does is that it allows you to have, and then it can be... that you can call that function and tell it where you want to store the templates. That allows you to do things like develop your website around PHPv3. And I found that to be a handy feature when developing my own website, so I'm kind of biased there. But it comes in handy because you don't have to rely on where PHPv3 stores its templates, especially if you're developing a website. You don't want to necessarily have to go into PHPv3 to store your templates. You want to have your own templates and their own location.
Which is, I think that's the, well, actually, one issue that came up there that I hadn't thought about, how does that work with the various different styles that that come with PHPv3, or does it just force the use of that particular template in the location that you're picking? I'm betting it probably does that.
Yeah. From what I've done with it, you just set your own template and your template files, and you can use your own CSS files and header files and that kind of thing. You don't really have to mess with the PerSilver and the different styles and templates that PHP 3 offers.
The interesting thing is to try that out a little bit more. That's going to be a really good option for mod authors and people who are trying to build their site around the PHPv3 framework. That's going to be a really useful function for you, so I encourage you to check that function out, definitely. I haven't used that one as much, and actually I had a question from a modder telling me, you know, why don't they put a feature in PHPv3 that allows you to put the templates in its own mod folder, kind of like the language files are kept in their own mod folder. And it's like, well, that's one of the reasons. You can actually specify a custom template, and it's really not that big of a deal to just go ahead and put your template in the template directory of the style that you're selling for, like ProSilver or SubSilver 2. Certainly, it makes it easy. So that's the custom template path function that we're talking about. Now, the next item
I was going to interject, because while you guys are talking about programming, Esmond points and sent us an email this morning, asking about the createschemafiles.php thing, for which is available for mod authors for supporting all the DBMS types. And I was wondering if you guys might talk a little bit about that, because it is something important to mention.
Yeah, that is that's a fabulous file right there. That is kept in the development directory. That does not come in an RC package. So if you're going, well, where is that file? I can't find that file. It is not in an RC package. You have to download a CVS snapshot or download or update with the or do a checkout with the latest CVS repository. My recommendation is go to area51.phpbb.com, go to CVS, and download one of the latest snapshots. In the develop directory, there is a file called create_schema_files, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And you can go into that script and modify it for your own needs. What that basically allows you to do is put into an array a set of commands to build a table, to build a table query specifically. And when you run this script, it will spit out a list of files that will work with the various DBMS types that come with PHPBB3. So you put your values into the array in the script, so you run the script, and it outputs an Oracle, Firebird, MySQL, MySQLi, SQLite, Postgres. It comes with, I think it's like eight different files that output that have all the schema types, and that's especially good for mod authors to be able to support the various DBMS types that come with PHPBB3. If you're creating a new table, run your create table through that script, and that will effectively create the different schema files that you need. The only thing that I think as mod authors that we're really missing at this point is the ability to automatically create tables or update tables or do alter tables, I should say, through an extra debal file. And we're discussing that in a moment. I know we're definitely going to have it by 3.2. I'm hoping we'll have it by 3.0, but we'll keep our fingers crossed, see what happens there.
Pointdesm says that his wish would be an online tool that allows mod authors to store their schemas online, update them online, which will generate the 4 downloads, something like that.
And that is a good option, but I think if we end up with an extra debal file that will basically now allow you to put all your values into an array and have it automatically, generate a. Okay, this is especially useful for if you have a script that you want to auto install. If you have a mod that auto installs, auto updates, or whatever, that's going to be especially useful with an extra debal file.
I actually mentioned one time that the old PHPBB2 SQL parser that the mod team has. That I'm not sure they're still using that anymore, but when I was there.
Well, I think I found it. I don't remember exactly where it is now, but
SQL.phpmix.com.
Right. That one is only useful for a couple of the DBMS types. It doesn't support, for example, Oracle or Firebird and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But and I think that's what Pointism is looking for, one of those that will do that. That's basically what the create_schema_files will do, is it creates different schemas for those database types. But Michael, do you have any other comments on that one?
Not really. I know from personal experience that writing your own installer is not easy.
That's why I think, all my mods auto-install, and it's not that difficult, although a custom DBMS debal file for the mod authors to use would make it really that much easier. So that's why I'm pulling for that.
We've all got our wish lists.
They don't deal with that. A lot of them just put in the MySQL, which is the only allowed, it's the only required schema for mod X. But like David MJ told us, he's like, with PHPBB3, there really is no reason to not support all the DBMS types that PHPBB3 supports. But I'm hoping that this sort of thing will make it that much easier for us to be able to build mods that do support all the DBMS types.
David, yesterday you asked me what is something you would, what is anything I would like to see in PHPBB3 before it goes gold, just out of curiosity. I think now we've got a couple, after the show, we've got a couple of good ideas to put down for what we'd like to see in PHPBB3.
Yeah. All right. The next item on the list is the new PHPBB error handler. This is a cool one. Michael, you want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah. just a personal thing. I'm a big fan of air handlers for various reasons, both for security reasons and because it helps you to be debug. But PHP V3 comes with its own error handler now that makes use of the trigger underscore error function in PHP. What that does is it allows you to extend that function in PHP for your own uses. In PHP V3, extends that, and what it does is it sets up basically like the message underscore die in PHP V2. But in PHP 3, it does that and goes a little further. It calls it, if you look in common.php, you can see where it calls that. And it'll allow you to do different things. You can even write your own to extend that even further and do things like email you on different errors and a bunch of nice things. Okay. So that if you're... Do what?
Go ahead.
So if your mod throws an error, you can call that trigger underscore error and use that, and PHP V3 will extend that and cause it to work in PHP V3.
Right, and regarding the error handlers, first of all, the debal of PHP V3 has its own error handler, so you no longer need to create your own error handler for a bot SQL query. It does that all by itself, so you don't need to program anything extra in there. The other thing is that whenever you're echoing data back to the user, maybe they've committed an action and you're telling them that it was successful. One of the things that you would use the trigger error for. Another thing is that, again, if it did have an error, then you would use the trigger error with the additional parameters on that, if it was like a fatal error or something like that. But usually you're just echoing data back to the user through a trigger error, even if it's just a message or something that you want to tell the user. Trigger errors can support a backlink, so that's always encouraged to go ahead and put it back. So how they're used to get back to wherever they need to get back to. But definitely look around the functions there. Well, I know we would discuss that a little bit more, but we're running shorter on time. Douglas is trying to push me to go, okay, let's get through these. He's got a split after the show. So
yeah. So
the error handler is a great, great new feature in PHP 3. I encourage all mod authors to look into that feature, implement that feature in your mod, definitely. All right, the next one is the modularity. Michael?
Yeah, I looked at this a bit. And
oh, we can do a whole show on this.
Definitely.
The next show we'll have me discussing how to modules for PHP V3, how to install modules for PHP V3. We'll have all that.
But we were going to do that last week, but then David got called away, so we're going to do that next week. Definitely.
Yeah. So, but Michael will talk a little bit about the modularity while he's here. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay.
Okay. As I said, PHP 3 allows new modularity. PHP 3 comes with three default classes, which I'm sure Dave will discuss a little more next week. But it comes with an ACP module class, it comes with an MCP module class, and comes with a UCP module class. That allows you to write modules for each of those, the UCP being the user control panel, the private messages, the change password, email, signature, that kind of thing. The MCP, of course, is being the moderator control panel, where you can lock topics, move topics, merge topics, that kind of thing. And, of course, the ACP is the main control panel, change the settings of your board and handle attachments and so on. If you go in and add a module to the admin panel, and there's great documentation on the phpb.com website by the mod team discussing how to write your code so that it makes use of the modules. You can go and enable, disable, change your settings. Again, I'm really impressed with how well that modularity was designed.
One of the cool things about the way the module system was built is that you can create your new a new control panel. For example, you might want an ECP or whatever you want. You can have a gallery. Handyman actually created the gallery mod, which creates its own control panel, and PHP V3 was built so that you can build additional control panels if you want to, and this is great for people who want to extend the functionality of their site. I think Pointism, actually, the PHP Garage, I believe that uses an additional control panel, but you'll have to correct me on that if it doesn't. But that's a great functionality for mod authors to be able to use and site owners to be able to use. And additional control panels, you can include language files that are specific for that. You can. What's great about the modules, you can create a mod that uses that adds an additional module, and you don't have to edit a single file in PHP3 core code. I wouldn't call it exactly like a hook system, but it's really close because you don't have to edit a single file to add an extra module. And I'll talk about that a little bit more next week, but one of the new features that came in the recent RCs is the ability to add a language file that's included automatically in the module you want it to be included in. So, for example, you might have put in the mod direct. Okay, let me back up a little bit. Language slash your language, which is, by default is en/mod. If you put a file in there called info_mcp_my_mod.php, that file, that language file, will automatically be included in the entire moderator control panel. So if you're adding an extra module to the moderator control panel, you don't have to edit any files to insert that language into. It's automatically added to allow you to see the language variables of the file. So that's the module system is one of the biggest improvements in between PHP3 and PHP2, I think. Doug is giving me some notes. But basically, you definitely, I encourage the mod authors to look at that as well. Michael, if you have any more questions about that or details about that.
Not really, actually.
And again, I'll go into a lot of that next week. I'll really go in depth to that. So mod authors, if you want to try and understand the module system that comes with PHP3, that'll be a show I encourage you to listen to.
Before they go on, they want to talk about one more thing. I do want to mention, since there are a number of people who are listening who are saying they have to leave pretty quickly, as do I, so the show is not going to go on too much longer, but I also want to make sure that if anyone who's listening to the show live wants to ask any questions of Michael or David here, that they get a chance. So you can feel free to call in or just ask your question in the chat room, and we'll try to get to it.
Or if you just want to say hi, go ahead.
That works. We're friendly. All right, you guys want to talk about one more thing about programming.
Michael, did you have anything else on your list?
We've already mentioned it, but the PHP and PHP debugging, when you're writing your mods, you know, as we mentioned, make sure your variables are defined. That is an absolute must. You can also do SQL timing. Make sure that your SQL queries are correct when you're writing your mods, and PHPB handles that in its own debug. And I guess that's about it.
Yeah, and it also gives the query count, so it'll have... you can look at the bottom. If you turn the debug on, you can look at the bottom of your code and see, you know, if it's running a lot of queries, you know, you need to go optimize that. There was a mod submitted to the ModDBs that added something like 20 queries on the index page, and you know that is not a mod that people want to install on the board because that's too many queries to add on an index page. You can usually take something that adds that many queries and simplify it down to one or two. So. SQL optimization is probably one of the biggest issues that we'll be looking at for mods for PHP3. And the debug functions that come in PHP3 allow you to basically debug your own mods that you create. If it's creating too many SQL functions, or SQL queries, or if it's using unoptimized SQL queries that are taking too much time. If a query takes more than 0.1 seconds, then it's probably too heavy and need to think about optimizing that down a little bit. Usually that's the case. But all those debug functions, or the debug functions, very important to look at using when you are modding for PHP3. One little announcement that I wanted to mention on, Eric announced this week the mod database is now open for submitting your mods.
It already was open.
Yeah, it was. So, though this is the first announcement that he's put out there. The mod database is open. So, We want to encourage the mod authors to submit your mods, and we realize that everybody is not familiar with modding for PHBB3. It is going to be a very new thing, so don't be afraid if your mod is denied a couple of times the first time, because one of the things we want to do is really educate the mod authors on how to mod for PHBB3 and how to mod using the coding guidelines that are available for PHBB3, how to create more high-quality mods for PHBB3. But we realize that everybody is a little new to it, and so they're not going to get it right the first time. But don't worry about it. Go ahead and submit your mods if you've got mods that you think are ready for live use, and then we'll look at them. But the mod database is open. That wasn't a recent announcement, so I just wanted to mention that.
And if your mod is denied, you can and if you're doing PHBB3 mods, you know who's denying it. The person you're talking to right now.
I'm not the only one on the team.
Yeah, well, you're probably one of the more PHBB3 familiar members of the team, I would assume.
Well, Igor and I are probably about even on that.
Oh, that's
one.
True. He's on there now as well.
So. Yeah, but you guys like Paul 999, he is very knowledgeable on the PHBB3 as well. So you know, the whole team does validate every mods. You know, not just one person looks at it. Everybody's looking at the mods.
Yeah.
So,
I wanted to quickly take a couple of minutes because starting today, we now have a sponsor for the show, PHPBB Weekly. Audible.com is helping to sponsor the show. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, audiobooks. You can on there, which you can download, listen wherever you want to. It's kind of like the show you can listen to. Although I just hate to say it, I actually was curious. I went on Audible.com, looked for anything about PHPBB. There's nothing on there about PHPBB or bulletin boards or anything like that. Then, of course, if you think about it, this show is kind of like a book with it right now. You guys have gone talking about items and all that. It's like a chapter to the book in a way. But Audible, they got about 35,000 titles you can choose from, various genres. One thing we might do, this is up to you, David, if you want to do it or not. We might pick a book selection every week to talk about from Audible. But anyway, if you go to audible.com/talkshoe, you can get a free audiobook download when you sign up. And if for some reason you don't want to stay signed up, you can cancel, and you get to still keep the audiobooks. So go to audible.com/talkshoe. We thank audible.com for their support of PHPBB Weekly. And now, David, you were really excited. You sent me an email, an IM, saying that the first ever PHPBB3 mod on the mod database has been approved, and you want to do it for the mod of the week. So
and the mod team validated this mod. The very, very first mod to be validated and approved for PHPBB3 is a mod created by Toomba25, and the mod name is Clickable Form and Topic Rows. And basically what the mod does is it gives the ability to click on a row in form list, member list, search results, form view, topic view. Basically what that does is it allows you to click on any part of the row to enter that particular forum, to enter that particular topic or whatever. So it just allows you to click on any part of the row instead of having to click on the link. So that's what that mod does. The clickable form and topic row is by Tumba, TUMBA25.
There's a link in the chat room, and it'll be in the show notes as well.
Yep. And you can go to phpbb.com/mods/db and view the mods that are available for PHPBB3. There is a filtering that allows you to view PHPBB2 versus PHPBB3 mods. Mm-hmm. And something that Paul asked me to talk about, he just built a new stats page for the mod database. Mm-hmm. So you can go to, if you go to the mod database, I won't try and explain that link, Paul, because that'll be a difficult one to try and tell you. But if you go to the mods database, there's a link that says Q stats, I believe, or database stats. I think it's Q stats. And it will give you a list for the last 7 days, the number of mods that have been submitted to the database, the ones that have been canned, the ones that have been denied, the ones that have been approved. So you can go look at that, and just a nice little stats page that you can look at and see what kind of mods have been submitted, or not what kind of mods have been submitted, but the numbers that have been submitted to the mod database.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I get to do the style of the week, and in keeping since this has been a PHP BB3 show, I decided to do another PHP BB3 style. excuse me. About 10 or 15 episodes ago, I picked a style from style author Scott Stubblefield, and I don't like to play favorites, but he is a good style author. I follow his styles pretty closely. And so this is one that he's recently re-released for PHP BB3. It's called Pool Hall Junkies. This is for those of you who like to play pool, and that's not like the swimming kind of pool. That's like the kind you see at bars. You know, you play with the tips, and you have the little balls that go around. It's a pretty cool theme. It looks fairly similar to Subsilver 2. For PHP BB3 with sort of a green motif. It's got a little bit of like a glass style look. It also contains a couple of things that make it look kind of Mac-like in a couple of places, but pretty much tries to stay with a pool theme using the balls and the setup triangles and all that. So you can check that out. The website is at realdealstubblefield.com. There's also a link in the chat room, and you can also check out the link in the show notes on phpbbweekly.net. And of course, I mentioned this last week, but we really want to encourage you, because we tend to have to hunt for our mods and styles of the week. But if there's a particularly good mod or style that you want to recommend to us, we now are asking you to bookmark them on Delicious. Delicious, which is the social bookmarking website. You can either tag it as PHP BBW mod if you want to recommend a mod of the week, or PHP BBW style for recommend a style of the week. And we will take a look at those and consider mentioning them as future mods and styles of the week here on the show. All right, and so we're going to close out this episode. We had a very big episode today. Techie Michael, real name Michael Cottingham, joined us today, and also David Lewis. They actually ran the whole show. I just had to sit back and watch, and I love it. I don't have to do anything today. Anyway, Michael, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the show today and agreeing to sort of lead the show for an interesting discussion.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Michael. That was enjoyable. Maybe we can get more team members on in the future. And there are some other guys that have wanted to come on too. So
when PHP BB3 goes gold, I'd really like to get a developer on here or someone from the teams to talk about that.
They can come to my podcast.
you were one of the people that started up the PHP BB podcast, which has been sort of dormant since last December. Any plans to start that back up?
Yes, talking with some people and getting that start up. I wanted to use my lovely VoIP server for that.
Yes. Because their show, they've kind of had some technical, or not technical, just scheduling issues, I guess, trying to get it going.
Yeah.
Their show's actually, I still encourage you to listen to it, because it sort of takes PHP BB coverage from a different angle, because they're doing it as a group of team members talking from sort of that perspective, whereas we'd like to try to cover PHP BB news from an outside point of view. Which is a little harder now that David's on the team, but it's still very interesting, and we like to sort of come at different angles. Plus, they're not a live podcast, so there you go.
You never know. So we'll keep the community up to date if we'll do anything like that, and if we do one live, I know Michael will let us know on the status of that, because he's got a nice VoIP setup. So I will look forward to seeing what he can do on that.
Mm-hmm. Our next episode will be next Saturday, August 11th, at the same time, noon Eastern, 1600 Universal Time Code time. It probably won't go as quite as long as this one, but as we mentioned, David, his assignment is to talk all about modules and managing modules and doing all those kinds of things. So join us next week. And of course, visit phpbweekly.net to listen to all our past episodes, find show notes for this show, links to everything we talked about on this show that I'm going to make sure that Michael and David provide to me so I can add them up there. And of course, you can submit questions to us through email. There's a form on the website if you're not able to join us when the show is live every on Saturdays. So that's going to wrap up the show. Thanks to everybody, all the many people that joined us in the chat room today. Thanks again to David and Michael. Thanks for joining us on PHP Weekly. And have a great week. We'll see you all next week. Bye.